One time, my boyfriend stuck me in my asshole so hard that when he pulled out, it just splattered all over him. You should have seen the shit dripping from his dick and from his balls, because that was a mess. And I, you know, it felt good until I turned around and I looked at that mess. So kids, don't do anal. Have you ever noticed that motherfuckers will go to the end of the damn earth for other people that are not even, like, really their friends? Like, you, which are their best friend, they will do shit for you. Like, they'll probably go to the store and buy you, like, some cheap-ass fucking light-ass beer. But, like, they'll go to, like, a fucking Florida and buy fucking pineapples and they come out over there to a fucking high over them. Like, that's, like, really lame, nigga. Let's be thankful for the mass genocide all the white people did. You know? But you forgotten? I'm not talking about the Holocaust. I'm talking about when, you know, British people came to America. What they call America, at least. I mean, this is the most racist thing I could have done, is even wearing, you know, this outfit at the same time. Pretty bad. Wow, so I was totally going to make you a bunny video again, but then I found this, and now I'm just like, what the flying fuck? What is this? Beer and pretzels. Well, beer was sexy, but then they just threw the pretzels in. There was a time when I was young, and I farted so hard that my asshole started bleeding, so my mom naturally said, "Dear, just bend over and let me check." So then I did, but I didn't realize at the time how disgusting it was and how strange it was, but she spread my ass cheeks and she started sniffing it. And then she licked it clean of all the blood. Whoa. So this guy was like trying to hit on me or some shit, was bringing up movies, and I said I was going to see the Warcraft movie at the end of the week. He was like, "Oh sweet, cool, fellow World of Warcraft gamer." I said, "Yeah, Order Alliance." And he says back to me, the Elves. Like, motherfucker, that's not why I asked you. I asked you what faction you played, or like. I did not ask you what fucking race you like, you fucking dumbass. You clearly don't know World of Warcraft at all, fuck. Fucking God, I hate those fucking people who want to go like 45 miles per hour in the fucking parking lot. Like, Jesus Christ, you're gonna fucking hit somebody. Better yet, I hope you hit somebody and I hope you survive. That way they can sue your ass for like $1 million, you dumb fuck. Oh, look at me, I'm just sitting here behind the fireplace. In front of the fireplace, actually. Laying on this sheepskin rug. Just murdered that fucking sheep and sacrificed it to Satan before I decided to get all kinky on and shit. I think the weirdest thing about working on campsites is those dudes who you do shows with, and then they want you to like be their girlfriend. They're like, "Hey baby, I jerked off to you for like 2 minutes and then came all over myself. And anyway, I'm in love with you and I think you should move in with me and marry me and have my babies. And like, oh my god, this like pissy white guy covered in his own jizz. Like, ah, it's so compelling. This is true love. I'm gonna pack my bags and move to Mississippi to be with the man of my dreams. I'm the luckiest girl alive. Okay, so shout out to the dude on Chatterbait just now who wanted me to throw up on my tits for him during a private show and, like, not pay anything extra. Well, what the fuck is wrong with you? Have you, like, ever thrown up once in your entire life? He's like, just do it one time, baby. Just throw up on your tits one time for me. Oh, that makes it so much better. I'll spend so much less time in the shower afterward and then so much less time lying down for the rest of the day because I threw up on myself for you for free. Fuck off! Uncansites who are like, hey baby, we had so much fun in that private show. Why don't you like come to Utah and fuck me? I'll pay all your travel expenses. Like, first of all, do you seriously believe that if I wanted to do full service work and make like 3 to 5 times as much as I make right now, working like less than half the hours I work now, that I would not do that? This isn't my job. This isn't what I'm doing. Presumably I have good reasons for it. And second of all, why in God's name would I want to go to Utah just to suck your limp ass dick? I was driving home and someone almost hit me because they decided to merge in front of me and almost hit my car. And guess who the fuck it was? Why fucking die? Another douchebag in a fucking pickup truck. I know you're compensating for something, motherfucker. You stupid pencil dick, you. Genius. They're like, they're in a romance novel anywhere that my life is a fucking Star Trek episode. If you meet a man and you know he's married and you know he's living with his wife and you still pursue a relationship with that loser, he's not forbidding romance anywhere that my top is a fucking triddle. You're a whore. You demand more. Honorable white trash. On this story. Now, why would I record you? Put me in blue. Play that it's worse than on Facebook. That's the top. I don't even know how to play it all, but I can't play it. Fucking pants so you can make a bunny video for mom.
For your mom?
Yeah. Stay safe.
Love you. Fucking bitch.
I can use an excellent phone. Stop!
Stop! What the fuck? I still suck. That's
the other day, and like, there's this guy, and like, he wouldn't get the hint that I did not lock the grind with him, but he just kept trying to stick and stick in my ass on the dance floor. And like, I'm just trying to dance with all the girls, have a nice drink, you know what I mean? And then he's asked me to go back to his house. Do you know what I said? Fat like, I'm gonna fuck your brothers out if you leave me alone. Hey, bye. So today, I was driving home, and some asshole in a huge fucking pickup truck almost hit me because he decided to hard up the whole goddamn fucking mouth! Just because you own a truck does not mean you can hard up the fucking mouth, asshole! Me so fucking crazy, like literally crazy. I'm pretty sure there's a padded room booked for me somewhere in the fucking future. Maybe by the time I get home today, my fucking insanity will subside and I won't be crazy in the long.